Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, folks, we've been talking about a lot about Wu Flu, old COVID, and I want to continue on that. And we're going to also cover a story that happened recently that I find ridiculous involving Djokovic, the tennis star. Is it Djokovic? Even though it's just a C at the end, they pronounce it with the C-H. Hey, whatever. Whatever's clever for your language. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want to cover something. I get some interesting things from people that follow my work, and these guys discuss various issues. There's a guy that hates Trump in the thread. He's an idiot. You can't reason with him. And then there are people that are reasonable people, but we disagree. And we had a disagreement with a guy that we've been agreeing on a lot of things, but we disagreed on this whole Wu Flu nonsense, the vax stuff, mostly vaccine. And here's what you guys know. I've been giving you reasonable validation, if you will. Now, you can go do the research yourself on these people dying. When they come up with sudden adult death syndrome, you know something's up, right? And that's what happened. So here's a guy. He sent this headline, August 31, excess deaths increasing in UK, even as COVID-19 toll continues to fall. Then it goes on. The article reads, excess death in England and Wales have risen to the highest level in 3 months, even as the death toll from COVID-19 continues to fall. This is the latest official UK data. The same is being reported across the globe. A statistically significant increase in all-cause mortality. People, this guy writes this, he's writing it to a guy who's arguing for vaccinations. And the guy is trying to convince us that the vaccination isn't what's killing people and giving them SADs. It is they're contracting COVID, and it's COVID that did it and not the vaccination. Now, reasonable thing to think about, I mean, to some degree, except that the people dropping dead like flies, I call it the COVID fall. Poof. I mean, you don't catch yourself. Your arms don't come out. You just fall like bang right on your face. And are the people who've been vaccinated. And the shocking number of people who are dying early on who have been vaccinated. And so we're having this discussion back and forth and back and forth. And a guy wants to convince us that it's not the vaccination, Kevin. It's COVID itself. And I'm going, I would believe. Don't misunderstand me. There are people dying from some from COVID itself and even far-reaching complications, if you will, of COVID. But the people who are dying dramatically, and you can see the spike in the numbers, are vaccinated people. So the guy who sent me this message on the thread says this, people like you who urged caution and warned about these shots are being vindicated as the shrinking numbers of, quote, true believers entrench deeper into their belief in the fantasy of mRNA vaccines that aren't vaccines. And it isn't enough for them to dig in. They feel obligated to continue to ridicule those who don't think as they do. See, that's been the critical thing for me is this. If you want to get a shot and I don't want to get a shot, I'm not going to criticize you. If, you know, it's like you being gay and I'm not gay. I'm not going to criticize your lifestyle, whatever you choose to do. That's on you. I might not agree with it, but I'm okay with it. But the moment that you criticize me, now you've opened yourself up to it. And that's been my stance. By the way, that's my live and let live stance. I'm not going to bother you. If you want to do stupid stuff, do stupid. I might go, hey man, just so you know, that's considered stupid. But it's okay if you want to do it. I've done it. You know something's wrong or it's not smart, but you do it anyway. They make shows about people like that. Anyway, he goes on, they are devoted to, quote, the cause, an unquestioning devotion to an untested, dubious technology that appears responsible for many early deaths and disabilities. In parentheses, he writes, the healthy athletes who drop dead and fall are permanently incapacitated after supporting, quote, the cause by acquiescing to the demands they be jabbed. So this guy, he's agreeing with me. He's on this thread, and he says, note, a true vaccine uses the body's immune system to create antibodies. The jabs, I call it the death pokes, suppress the body's immune system while creating its own antibodies from alien spike proteins. That statement in and of itself, it should be enough for anybody to take pause. And look, I got family members, and one of my best friends is taking this vaccine, this death poke, and I check on him regularly, and we don't get into it. But so when I tell you this stuff, it isn't like I'm, you know, oh, you bunch of idiots out there. Look, you do what you want to do. I've given you the reasons why certain people in my family did it for, and I wouldn't have done it under any circumstances. But for those that did, I'm not mad at them. But I know this, it shouldn't have been done. But I'm not criticizing until I get a guy like this that says, well, all you anti-vax, what do they call us, super spreaders? And now, he goes on, he says, it would be interesting to have statistics on the increase, decrease in all causes of mortality for both the jabbed and the unjabbed. An interesting subset of the jab would be to see if there's a relationship between the number of jabs and mortality rate. As was claimed from the onset by the experts when these jabs first appeared, the proof of the danger will be prominent and undeniable 2 to 5 years from the initial jabs. We're at year 1 and 9 months, and already the evidence is mounting. Undeniable evidence to rational people. And the saddest part is that young adults who never needed to be jabbed will have a lot more difficulty procreating. They're getting lower sperm counts in jabbed males, significant miscarriages in jabbed females, and up to declining population rates. And for those who do survive childbirth, the young are likely to have greater health problems. And he essentially says, playing God is a dangerous business. And indeed it is. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about this element, because he talks about the pure bloods. And I said this, I joked about it. I said, the people who do not get jabbed, your blood is going to be a premium. The people who survive Wu Flu, let your body do what it do. You are going to be golden in the age of medicine at some point, and I stand by that. So when we come back, I want to talk about that aspect, and then we'll hit some other stuff. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Always good to have the team here. We'll be back here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm talking about an email that came from a guy who is with me on this idea of vax versus unvax. And he says, you know, the unvaxed, he did the right thing. He backed it up with, you know, a very simple thing that says, anything that you introduce to the body to fight disease should help the body fight disease, not try to replace the body's ability to fight disease with some man-made version. That's common sense. That's understanding that God, the Creator, knows your body better than any scientist ever has or ever will. Welcome back, folks. But it gets even better, and I hope you're sticking with me because the next part of this discussion is profound, and it speaks to those who were willing to go against the grain. And he says, this is almost as good as the Magna Carta, the Gettysburg Address, the fight for Lexington, Kentucky, and even FDR's. We have nothing to fear but vaccines themselves. He paraphrases that, of course. And he's talking about a piece that was written by somebody that's essentially exalting those who went against the grain. And I talked to you guys earlier about my older brother testing me many, many years before and multiple times. testing my resolve. One of my bosses one time, he asked me to do a job. He was the president of the company. I was vice president. He says, Kevin, I need you to do a study. Tell me how much money it is for us to do blankety blank. And I said, happy to do it. So I went away for a couple of weeks. I came back and said, it's going to cost you $1 million. And he said, $1 million? He goes, man, I was hoping we could do it for a lot less than that. He goes, will you relook at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And I said, sure. And I went back and I put it in my little in basket and I did nothing. And a week later or whatever time frame we reconvened and he said, what did you do? I said, well, it's going to cost you $1 million. $1 million? He goes, well, he told me, can you do it for half? You know, half a million the first time. And I said, no. And I went back to my, I said, well, yeah, I'll go study it. I didn't do a thing. Came back to the meeting and, you know, and I said, and he goes, can you do it for half a minute? I go, no, you can't do it. He goes, Kevin, are you serious, man? He goes, you know, man, surely we could do this for $250,000. You know, can you make me a plan that can do it for $250,000? I said, happy to look at it. I went back, I put it on my desk. I didn't do a thing. And we came back another week, and he said to me, what'd you do? I said, I did nothing. He goes, what do you mean you did nothing? I said, when you asked me could I do it for a half a million, I didn't do anything. You asked me could I do it for a quarter million, I didn't do anything. You want to know why? Because I studied it the first time, and I told you, you're going to need $1 million. And that's it. I'm not studying it again. And he started chuckling. And he goes, that's why I like you here. He goes, everybody else I know would have tried to fit it in, not you. And it was such a poignant lesson for me, because what I said when I went back to my office is, I'm not wasting my freaking time because you think it can be done. If you thought it could be done, why did you hand it off to me? If you had a number in mind, why did you bring it up to me? You already knew you could do it. Great lesson. I might write a book on lessons. Anyway, this guy is saying this. Anyone who's willing to commit suicide or have their families do so and contract the first variant is obviously smart and a hero, deserving of the Purple Heart. He's talking about the people who said, I'm not getting vaxxed. Let the Wu flu come get me. And that is exactly what I said when it came out. I said, you know what? We're going to get it. It would be like me saying, I'm not going to get any colds, or I'm not going to get the flu ever again in my life. You're going to get it. So he says, they're like the best of us. He says, the worst of us are cowards, not willing to risk their lives of his families or his family's life for the cause. The cause rises above all, especially common cause. The cause is all. Only the worst of us will not die for the cause. The cause is fit only for patriotic Americans, not for seditionists and people who hate America and would commit treason to get vaccinated. The vaccinated, besides being anti-American, and this is not me talking, this is this guy. He says, and utter traitors to America's greatest cause, staying pure with no blood-clotting experimental mRNA running through his veins, are fecal matter one would wipe off the bottom of his shoe. And here's what he's basing this on. It was a message written, a guy wrote a message to the unvaccinated. And here's what he said. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I have ever seen, even from partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and doctors. People who were capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best of humanity. Let me tell you something. I didn't write this, but I feel it. And I didn't say I'm not going to get vaxxed and I'm trying to make some stance or whatever. I didn't get vaxxed because I said I am not going to succumb to this sheep mentality that says everybody needs to do it. Everybody needs to do it. I knew this government is corrupt and will tell us whatever they want us to hear. So we will just follow along. And I wasn't going to do that. And if it meant me losing my life, it's okay. I remember at one point when I kept breaking my fever and my body was getting weaker with stupid COVID because I thought it was a flu and I kept fighting it that way. And I remember thinking, hey, man, it might take you out. I don't know. You know, your body's weak. You're getting delirious. I couldn't even see. I was having trouble with my vision. I was dehydrated. I lost 27 pounds. And I was like, well, it might take me out, but that's okay. I'm good with it. I'm good with my decision. Because something is going to take me out, and it probably will be benign, and it'll be because my body is worn down. I'm okay with that. But what I'm not okay with is somebody full court pressing me to do something that I know inherently doesn't make sense for me. Anyway, he goes on, he says, they are everywhere in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are a special kind. They are soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parents that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. They did it because they thought they were alone and believed they were the only ones. Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, humiliation, but they kept going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we know who are the best on planet Earth. Women, men, old, young, rich, young, of all races and religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist everything, to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived, those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. I'm proud to be one of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. NASA is giving the thumbs up on a planned launch.
NASA's Artemis 1 rocket passed a critical fueling test Wednesday, potentially keeping it on track for a planned September 27th liftoff to lunar orbit in the unmanned mission.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Two Americans and five Brits who were captured by Russian forces in Ukraine have been freed in a prisoner swap. The prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine was brokered by Saudi Arabia. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm on with my good friend Clay Clark. I've actually been invited to attend one of Clay's events. It's going to be happening in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. I believe I'm slated to speak on October the 22nd. He's also going to be in Idaho. I'm looking at the notes here. Washington, Idaho, sometime in September. So be sure to go to the Thrive15.com website. I believe is where you can find out more details about that. I'm a huge fan of Clay for a variety of reasons. Number one, he's got an amazing accomplishments, just a crazy number of accomplishments that have helped move the conservative needle. He is a Christ follower like myself, and I'm glad our paths have crossed. But as we said in the last time that I had Clay on, all but by the grace of God. So we are both humble and understanding that our attributes, whatever they are given by our Heavenly Father. So Clay, welcome. I know we want to talk a little bit about money. And I know that you want to cover some things about this new executive order that is mind-blowing.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. First off, if we're Christians out there, maybe you're not, maybe you are, but okay. Haggai in the Bible, it says, this is from the Bible now. Now, someone says, I don't do the Bible. Okay, that's okay. But you'll eventually get onto the Bible. So we look up Haggai 2:8. I encourage everyone to read it out loud. Read it twice. It says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." The Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. What? So we were on this thing called the gold standard. It was crazy. Okay. So yeah, this right here is a beverage I have in this cup. And back in the day, see, I grew up kind of poor, you know. So when you're kind of poor, what you do is you say, you're out of orange juice. Okay. So the orange juice, you're out. You got a little bit left. So what you do is you pour in water and you pour that water into the orange juice and you say, kids, you got some more orange juice. And the kids go, Mom, we know you added water to that orange juice, and we know you just diluted that. Mom says, come on, kids, you're good. So whenever you pour water into a currency Kool-Aid or into a currency, it dilutes the value, okay? So what's happening is we have hyperinflation everywhere, but since 1971, the author of this book, Klaus Schwab, started the World Economic Forum. And in 1971, America got off the gold standard, God's money standard. And in 1971, America began sacrificing babies to Baal. Quick repeat. So we got off the gold standard. That means we got off of God's money standard. So now we got into a corrupt monetary system where we can just infinitely print money. So that's what's happening now. So you're seeing the costs of everything going up. You're seeing inflation. We see that. Well, Joe Biden has signed what is called Executive Order 14067. And because your listeners are very normal, very kind, smart, diligent people. They probably don't spend their whole day reading executive orders. They probably just don't, you know. But if you read executive order 14067, this goes into effect on December 13th of 2022, December 13th, 2022. And it essentially bans non-programmable money.
Non-programmable money.
Right. So let's do an example. The other day, Pastor Leon Benjamin, who happens to be black, and Pastor Aaron Antis, who happens to not be black, were talking about critical race theory at the church that we happened to start in the back here called the Remnant Church, a term I'm building into a church during the lockdowns. So I've got two pastors speaking, and one of them was talking about critical race theory and their concerns about it. One of them was talking about the Great Reset, which they should be allowed to do in a church. And next thing you know, my Twitter account got banned. So a member of my team calls me and goes, I don't know what they're talking about, but you just got banned on Twitter again. And I'm going, well, it's probably a hot sermon, I'll tell you that. Well, under this programmable executive order, this programmable currency, the government can simply turn on and off your money based upon your political views.
So here's what I would say that's related to that.
Yeah.
Just recently, I forget where it was. They shut off the electricity grid for people just because they said you're using too much. So the smart meters is effectively government control of even that. So it's not that far fetched in my opinion, Clay, that this type of thing is going on. But I'm still curious, how can you just shut off? I mean, are you saying if we stay too tied to electronic money that we're toast? Or because certainly during COVID, there was a push to not get cash, right?
Well, what happens is Joe Rogan, who, again, just is Joe Rogan did, in my opinion, a very good job interviewing and really getting down to the root of the issue. He interviewed a man by the name of Maheed Nawaz. He's a British activist, radio presenter, kind of a researcher, but in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so Joe Rogan interviews him, and I'll edit this here. I'm gonna hit play. I'm just gonna play this audio excerpt here, and I'll make sure I edit so I don't put any poison cursing into the ears of your listeners. Here we go.
Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what the f*** is going on.
So here, I'll put it up for you here. Yep. So there's the video.
Yeah.
I don't know if your camera can see that. But, there's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is...
Now, this is Rishi Sunak, the Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom. He's talking about the digital programmable currency that the G7 nations are putting into place. Here we go.
Launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming. Yeah? And here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up. Okay. But it was behind a paywall, so I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Wow. So that's what we're talking about. And again, go back to the Bible, because I love that Bible. If
hey,
you want the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18 reminds us, warns us, instructs us, and tells us about a time where you won't be able to buy or sell without an allegiance, without taking a mark. So a lot of people have, you know, put that off and, well, it'll happen in the future. That's not going to happen during my lifetime. I get it. But Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18 says, and I'm reading it to you, says, and he causeth all, both small and rich, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 603 6. And if you look up Bill Gates' patent, W02020060606, this is Bill Gates, has the patent, W02020060606, he has a cryptocurrency that now goes inside the human body as a patent for that. So we are right there where it's technologically possible to do things that were prophesied in the Bible that many people thought could not possibly happen during our lifetimes.
And let me tell you, what's interesting about this is there are going to be people that will watch this and say, this is conspiratorial or whatever, but there's a bunch of us now who have started to drop the idea that these ideas are conspiratorial, and we're starting to realize that this government is really taking advantage of us, and maybe it isn't so far-fetched anymore.
Well, you know, a lot of people said, you know, Clay, I'm gonna tell you one thing, okay? There's no way that the government would intentionally hurt people. And you go, really? Well, what about the Tuskegee study?
Right.
And they go, well, that was an isolated thing. Right. Well, what about the fact that our government told us? I mean, you look at you can watch them on YouTube time if you want to. There was commercials that were approved that tried to encourage people that smoking was actually a good thing. And someone says, no way. What about the fact that government ad nauseum pushes the idea that this new Inflation Reduction Act was about reducing inflation?
Yeah.
What about the fact that Eric Trump, I just spoke to Eric earlier today, and Eric's on the Reawaken America Tour, the same events that you're going to be at there at timetofreeamerica.com. You can get those tickets. And when you hop on stage and Eric Trump hops on stage, Mike Lindell, and you see these massive crowds in September. And by the way, if you're looking for a ticket for Washington, Idaho, we have 477 tickets left for the Washington, Idaho event. October, Pennsylvania, we're just under 1,000 tickets remaining for that. I mean, so you're going to look out and you're going to see visually – you know, 5,000 people. You can't fake that number. It's going to be just packed, okay? And when you see Joe Biden speaking at a public school or a local venue where there's like 70 people, you watch it. I mean, if the camera ever pans, you see how empty they are.
They won't do it.
They want you to believe that your eyes are now lying to you. I mean, this is what we're talking about. If you watch the VMA Awards, you saw the Luciferian symbolism everywhere. They want you to believe that, no, this isn't Luciferian symbolism. I mean, you know, Beyonce, she's not doing Luciferian symbolism on what she's doing the Super Bowl halftime show. And it's unbelievable to me. And, you know, recently, this is really funny. We were doing the Reawaken America tour in Batavia. New York, and I got a letter sent to me from the Attorney General of New York, and I hadn't opened it yet. And I said, Tricia, could you open it and read it? Because Tricia was the next speaker scheduled, and Thomas was later that day. Tricia gets up as a black attorney, and she reads the letter from the Attorney General of New York stating that the Reawaken America Tour events are closely tied to racially divisive language. And so Tricia Lindsay scans to the left and to the right, and she notices, well, Pastor Leon Benjamin is black, Pastor Greg Locke is white, Pastor Mark Burns is black, she happens to be black, Dr. Stella Emanuel is black. So you have like 4 out of 7 speakers, and they just happen to get up there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
All right, everybody, back with Clay Clark. He's the founder of the Reawaken America Tours. Going to be in Washington, Idaho in September. They're also going to be in Mannheim, Pennsylvania in October. I should be at that particular one speaking on October the 22nd, so I hope we'll get to see you there. There will be thousands of patriots talking about a variety of issues that are important to us. And the one that we're talking about today with Clay has to do with currency. Look, we used to be on the gold standard. It's been watered down. Now we're so far away from the gold standard, our money is technically worthless. Now we've been looking at cyber currency because the government has determined what businesses are good or bad, and a lot of people have to shift to that. And now the government is wanting to get into the business of cyber currency, where just like they can with smart meters and electric cars, smart cars, they can shut you down whenever they choose. Clay Clark is talking about this executive order. I don't know the number, but I do know he talked about the mark of the beast and he's other biblical prophecy. So, Clay, let's continue with this conversation.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go really, really deep now because I want to wake people up, okay? So you can read Executive Order 14067. Everyone look it up tonight. Someone says, well, I'm so busy. Okay, we'll just read Section 4. I don't know what to do if you're – not your listeners, but other people might say, I'm so busy. But it's Executive Order 14067. Summary, it bans non-programmable currency. Second thing we need to read is Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, where it discusses banning the ability to buy or sell unless you put this certain allegiance in your body, the mark of the beast, okay? And the Bible warns us to look out for the number 666. Now, somebody says – I know, Clay, but I need to see examples. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rattle off so many examples that someone's brain will explode. So here we go. Bill Gates has a cryptocurrency, W02020060606, for a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body that everyone can look up today, W02020060606. Someone says, oh, come on. It's just lucky, just random. Okay, the World Economic Forum, the organization that's leading this eugenics, transhumanism, Great Reset agenda, their logo is 666. And someone says, come on, just whatever, you're just two for two. Okay, well, how about CERN, the world's largest supercomputer, is located 6.66 miles away from the World Economic Forum, and they happen to be located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, which would fulfill Revelation 9-11. And someone says, what? So CERN's stated goal is to recreate the Big Bang and to isolate the God particle. And Stephen Hawking, who's not a Christian, said that technologically speaking, if CERN was successful, it may cause the end of humanity. They're wanting to recreate the Big Bang under the ground. That's CERN. CERN invented the World Wide Web, and they decided to call it WWW. And in Hebrew, W is 6, so WWW is 666. People said, come on, stop. Okay, Google, their logo, the Google Chrome logo is 666. And the head of Google technology, Ray Kurzweil, is trying to offer people eternal life by allowing you to upload your consciousness to the cloud and to download it into a Tesla bot. I mean, these are things I can't make up, and people say, I still need more proof. Okay. You know, Revelation talks about the Euphrates drying up, and a lot of people are like, you know, I have been seeing that. Where is that? Okay, this would be, I'm reading right here, this would be Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. And somebody says, but I need some more evidence. I just need a couple more. Okay, how about this? Read Lamentations 5:18. It says, because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes will walk upon it. Do you know that foxes are now walking near the Western Wall? Look it up. You know the Dead Sea is coming back to life? Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 9. You know that Joe Biden signed a two-state, check this out, a two-state thing called the Jerusalem Declaration, thus cutting Israel in half, and he signed it 666 days after Trump signed the Abraham Accords. And someone says, dude, you are freaking me out, and how can you prove that? I'm just giving you facts, and I think one thing we do is we get so busy, so emotional because of the world around us. We're being attacked on all sides. We sometimes don't take the time needed to read the scripture and to get in the word of God. So what I'm saying is not nearly as important as what the word of God has. And I encourage everyone, get in the word of God, read the word of God. And final example, if you read Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, it describes something that we couldn't really picture in our mind forever. It says, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. It's Revelation 13, too. You know that the Guardian of Nations statue now sitting in front of the United Nations is the exact physical embodiment of that?
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's pretty impressive.
I only know these things because I'm interviewing some of the leading pastors and authorities all over the world, and I have ears to hear, you know, and so I take notes and I pay attention. It's just because having access to these people, and I take notes. And so all I can say is, I'm not that smart. I'm a good listener and I'm organized. But everybody out there, we need to be organized We need to be a good listener, and we need to understand. And that's what the Reawaken America Tour is about. It's about.
That's what I was about to say. Is that kind of what the impetus of this tour is, to wake people up and say, hey, you know, see these things. And look, my brother's got a PhD in theology. I tell people I'm a practical preacher. You know, I just look at the world around me. But, you know, look, you don't have to go too far to see the craziness. I remember reading the Bible, and it essentially said that, you know, truth will become the lie. And that's essentially where we are. The lie is the truth. The truth is a lie. And it's so obvious to us, to us conservatives and Christ followers, that I think we wake up every day shaking our heads. I was telling my audience the other day, Clay, and by the way, this is Clay Clark we're speaking to, folks, the founder of the Reawakening Tour. But I was saying to him, I get up every morning looking for ways to help humanity. I don't have a dog in the fight against another human being. I really want what's best for all of us. But there is an evil side to what we're witnessing, Clay, that I think we all need to at least bear witness to and understand that this is not, you know, I tell people this isn't a chess game where you lose to somebody and you're upset and you want to play it again and win. This is the game of life, and it's very serious.
Well, you know, Yuval Noah Harari, who is a real sick, twisted freak. He is the the top advisor for the World Economic Forum, and this is him speaking out loud. This is a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. You've all Noah Harari. Listen to what he says out loud.
The 21st century, we may see the emergence of a new massive class of useless people.
I mean, you say, did you just say a useless group of people? He says, yeah. And then so he speaks at the New York Times. I would love to have the New York Times interview you, by the way, because you would let them know what's up. But this guy speaks at the New York Times, and they say, what's the Great Reset all about? And he said this out loud. Listen to this. Yuval Noah Harari.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly of all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Whoa! He says this stuff out loud, and they go,
everybody claps about it, man.
It's crazy.
Well, I got to tell you, Clay, it's always fun having you on, because it's stuff that, I'll be honest, I'm not studying. I've got, my hands are so tied with trying to end identity politics and stop the infantilizing of blacks and Latinos and the rehumanizing of people as they stand, that I don't have time to look this stuff up. But I'm glad somebody like you is in the fight. And I know a lot of people out there are listening and they're saying, Kevin, since when did this become a religious show? Well, it's always been a religious show. I consider conservatism part of Christianity or Judeo-Christian values. But it's not just about being Bible thumper and quoting scripture. It's about paying attention to scripture and recognizing where scripture overlaps with real life. So I'm going to give you the last word.
Well, I'll say this. We all have a grandma, cousin, neighbor, somebody we know who can really cook some stew. And grandma might take, you know, some carrots, and some beef, and some potatoes. And for some reason, you can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. And grandma has a recipe where it's like a note card with no words actually on it because it's been around for 40 years. And she looks at it and starts throwing in stuff. And all of a sudden, you go, wow, that's good. That's kind of how the Reawaken America Tour is. You know, you get a guy like yourself that comes up there and exposes this racially divisive narrative, and then you get someone like Simone Gold that talks about medical fraud, and Eric Trump talks about the ridiculous attacks against his family, and General Flynn talks about the deep state and the military intelligence community, and then Mike Lindell talks about election fraud, and then you get a pastor and a preacher and a teacher to talk about religious fraud. You get someone else to talk about, you know, currency fraud. You get whistleblowing members of the media coming up to talk about media fraud. We had someone come up to the last event that no one had ever heard of who talked about how the media in Michigan literally faked a full hospital and faked sick patients to make the cameras look to make it look good. They literally brought in fake people. They called the nursing staff and said, because you have no patients, could you pretend to be patients? And could you actually get in your car and pretend like there's a line wrapped around the building of people being treated, because we need to perpetuate the belief that flu season is back? I mean, when you see all this, it puts it all together and you go, that's a good stew.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.